What do we got screening?
Okay, well, first up, we're going to be talking about Joker. It's all over the news because apparently people have decided that this film is going to cause mass shootings. When you see the film, all of that seems kind of like, really? You know, like it's a much ado about nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this film is particularly dangerous or particularly interesting. But
it's a little bit of a damning review right there. I don't think it's particularly dangerous or particularly interesting.
Yeah. The whole media story about it is way more interesting than the film and just kind of bizarre. Like, I wonder if it's all publicity is good publicity and there's some shady behind the scenes stuff going
absolutely.
On.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe, or is it just that the media is starving for these stories about media violence because Trump is talking about
mm-hmm.
it? But the film itself is like a pretty garden variety movie about a psychopath.
And well, here's the thing, right? So the Joker as a character is probably one of my like least interesting villains. A lot of villains are two-dimensional from the comic book era of just the nature of the medium, but the Joker's just like, I am crazy and I kill people for no apparent reason, and you're like,
yeah, and
good.
The thing is, this film manages to make him pretty one-dimensional even as far as the Joker goes. I don't understand the point of making a gritty origin film about the Joker, but just to put you in mind of what this is, in this, Joker is a guy called Arthur Fleck. Gotham City is basically 70s New York. They're going for a Martin Scorsese late 70s, early
classic.
80s kind of vibe. He lives with his mother. He aspires to be a stand-up comedian, and we watch as society fails to look out for him, and so therefore he snaps and becomes the Joker. Immediately, the aspirations to become a stand-up comedian and to appear on this TV show hosted by Robert De Niro called The Murray Franklin Show, where he plays this sort of Johnny Carson stand-in, put you in mind of Scorsese's film The King of Comedy, which is also about a delusional guy who wants to be a great comedian and be on TV. There's definitely some homage going on here, but it's not a good comparison to make because that film has so much nuance to the characterization of this guy's delusions and his ideas about fame and all of that, whereas Joker is just kind of a one-note psychopath, and he exists in a film that's just kind of geared in order to make him snap. And so you need to really buy into some bad assumptions about the character of humanity and the character of society for this film to work. Basically, everyone's just a jerk to this guy, and so he has no choice but to snap.
But to go crazy and then kill people. I mean,
yeah.
I just question why.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what are we learning about the Joker here that we didn't already know?
And what are we learning about people who struggle with mental health or people who are psychopaths?
Yeah.
Do we need another movie where bad mental health system equals guy goes out and becomes a killer? That, you know, like, this film, to really work, it needed to register as satire.
Yes.
In a big way.
Yes.
It's definitely going for a kind of post-Trump zeitgeist thing. In this, Batman's dad, Thomas Wayne, is this Trump-like billionaire CEO running with a populist campaign.
I kind of buy that.
Yeah, I totally buy that too. And Joker sort of also rises up in a kind of Trumpian way as something that certain people in the public turn to because it's like the system's failed us. Well, let's just go for an agent of chaos and burn everything down. But that political side of it doesn't work because I just couldn't buy into it.
Yeah.
Like,
Felt really forced.
It felt really forced. The Gotham society that they show is modeled on 70s New York, like I said. So it's super violent. There's crime everywhere. And
gritty, noir, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. But we're supposed to believe that in this like 70s, 80s milieu, like a guy committing a few murders suddenly causes him to become a huge icon. And it's like, are the people...
Isn't everyone else committing a few murders?
Like, exactly. Like,
is this not already the scene that you've set?
That's exactly right. So why is it that
why is this psychopath
out?
So special?
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
Because he has a costume theme.
But he hasn't even really developed his costume theme when this happens in the movie.
The costume theme's the only thing that sets him apart, really.
Yeah, that's right.
He's got a name and a whole theme, and he's got a whole thing where he makes jokes.
That's exactly it. But so, like I was saying, it needed to really register as satire.
And it didn't.
But the director is a comedy director. He made a million bro comedy movies. Like, he did the Hangover movies and old school Road Trip,
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing, right? That's his background.
Mm-hmm.
But surprisingly, when the comedy kicks into this film, which is very rarely, it's actually really funny. And I think like this film is so insistent on being the dark, gritty, serious movie about the Joker that
then it has like funny comedy,
but barely ever. And it made me think
that's really weird.
Yeah, comedy is so endemic to the character. Like, they should have leaned into the comedy.
Well, that's what I thought the idea was, like, they really would. I would think, I guess, like, sort of my thoughts about this would be that when I would go see it, I'd be like, they would really develop that, like, comedic side of it, because that's the only thing he's got. That's,
exactly.
Like, that's his whole character.
And, like, yeah, he's so associated. I mean, come on, he is comedy. He's called Joker.
He's called the Joker.
The whole point of this is, like, he's really a psychopath who doesn't even understand what makes people laugh and sort of studies it.
Yeah.
And it... they've tried to make him more interesting and human, but in doing so, they've robbed what's interesting about the character.
That's a shame.
And it's just so in awe of these earlier, greater films that you've always got a running comparison.
So you're saying probably don't bother with the Joker.
Yeah.
Unless you really, really love the character, maybe.
It's kind of interesting in that it's a hero movie origin story about a guy who's just, his superpower is just that he kills people.
Yeah, right.
Like,
he's
outside,
just a violent guy.
Yeah, outside of that, not really interesting.
Yeah, right.
The other movie that's out this week is Gemini Man.
Mm-hmm. As a Gemini myself, I'm intensely interested.
Right.
What does it reveal about us?
Astrology doesn't appear in the film at all.
What a waste.
But it's directed by Ang Lee, who usually is better than this. Basically,
oh, God.
Okay, so basically it's about Will Smith as a hitman.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, he's like for some kind of government authority run by an evil Clive
Owen. Sorry, is this Men in
Black? Right.
Wait, what are we watching?
So, Will Smith, after, for some dumb reasons, he learns too much about the bad things the evil boss guy, Clive Owen, is doing.
Yeah, sure.
He needs to fight the only guy who could take him on. Himself.
Oh, no.
So, he has to fight against a clone, and that's Gemini Man.
All
right, so...
I have, like, a lot of questions, but simultaneously almost no questions about this film.
Yeah, it could be super interesting, but it turns out to be just a really dumb action movie. That it's really pushing the tech in a lot of ways. First of all, it's in 3D. Not many films are these days, but here it's actually really, really good.
Yeah.
It's also been shot at a super high frame rate, like 120 frames per second.
Okay.
So it looks kind of... it looks shocking and different to how films usually do, but I find that after a while that really sells the 3D illusion. There's some moments where the Will Smith character is having a nightmare and just things coming in your face really quickly and colors changing. It's like super hallucinatory. It really sold me on the tech. The other tech in here, which is great, is the de-aging thing. Basically, you've got Will Smith. It's not just a clone. It's Will Smith fighting a clone of how he looked circa when Bad Boys came out.
I'm you, but younger.
Yeah.
From the future.
That's right. So yeah, it's a super...
nice.
Yeah, it's like a 23-year-old Will Smith. And the CGI looks amazing.
Does,
it's basically...
does clone make like ka-chunk noises when he moves around?
I wish he did.
Sadly,
that would be great.
Not. Damn
that would be great. But no... It looks fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
The uncanny valley basically gone, right?
Yeah.
And other things that are good about the movie, the action, actually really fun, really well choreographed. Ang Lee's a great director for action, and he doesn't do it very often. Great angles, great choreography, fast, everything great. Now, the issues with this movie. All right, this is a script that has been passed around like a football from producer to producer, new writers,
never a good
new
sign.
Actors for like 20-something years. Apparently, it was a really good script originally. It used to be set in the future. Now it's set in the present.
Oh.
And the current writer who turned in this version is David Benioff of Game of Thrones fame, who has been getting quite a bit of criticism this year. And it's not pretty. That basically, it's always tell, never show. Will Smith's character is way too likable and nice for a hitman, and he tells us that he has this dark side, but we never really see it.
Oh, so he's like, I'm a psychopath. Believe me,
I'll kill anyone
in cold blood.
Well, he's like, he's actually just like a chill, nice guy. He's doing the charming Will Smith thing, but he's like, you know, oh, I have nightmares at night. You know, the dark side's creeping up in me. But like,
you got to be careful with that charming hitman archetype.
Yeah,
because, like,
exactly.
Because you got to have those moments of cold blooded.
Exactly.
Like, otherwise, you're like, who is this guy?
Yeah, the one moment when he threatens to kill someone in the movie registers like, would he do that?
Would he actually
kill
someone?
Yeah, but he's a hitman,
okay.
You know? That's just one of the issues with casting Will Smith. The whole premise of this movie is based around having someone who, you know,
looks like you and is you, but are they you?
Yeah.
And so I want to know about the sci-fi aspects of this. I want to go into the philosophy of the mind.
There's none of that.
That's what I want.
I agree with you. And that's an issue because the movie is so talky, right?
Oh, God.
So you need to really buy into the themes and the characters, but it's just not interesting.
Give me some, like, replicant speeches.
Yeah, exactly. On paper, I like the idea of an action movie that buys into its themes sincerely and seriously mm-hmm. in this age where everything's like quippy and ironic. Mm-hmm. But it's just failing to take off the ground because the characters are so uninteresting and because there's no thematic ground. And because in the 20 years since this has come out, we've had Looper, you know, we've had like Bourne Identity like movies where there's the evil boss who, you know, is trying to kill the rogue
agent.
Yeah,
whatever.
But the last thing I wanted to just say about this movie, going back to Will Smith, mm-hmm. beyond that his whole persona is about this super charming guy and this is a hitman movie, why would you cast him with this premise? The whole wait for this movie and the reason it kept getting delayed and rewritten, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, was because they didn't feel like the CG was ready to make someone who looks 20-something years younger. So now that we finally have that, they've cast a guy who looks like he's barely aged at all. Why didn't they cast, like, DiCaprio
Denzel
Washington?
Like they're older.
Yeah. Like he basically, they've got a photorealistic thing.
Anybody
that basically,
but Will Smith.
Yeah. He's got no creases on his face. He basically just looks like he shaved
the
and dyed his hair.
Is a perfect replicant already.
Exactly. He's already like.
All right. That's freakishly confusing. Okay. So both movies, not a big fan.
Yeah. Not that great. If you're going to see one of them, I don't know. If you're up for cool action and just like a brainless movie, you can check out Gemini Man, I guess. Joker is interesting by the standards of comic book movies on mainstream
stand-up
product
comedy,
at the moment.
Watch.
Yeah, but even if you are, it'll bug you. Like, nothing about this thing is well written.
Yeah.
So I guess bad week for movies.
Bad week for movies.